good evening. This is Q95's Prime Evening News for today, Monday, February 20th. I am your presenter, Lakisha Labasir. In the headlines, Roseau Central MP Joseph Isaac released from police custody hours after detention with no charge. Jamaica to benefit from framework agreement with China. And Trump names Lieutenant General H.R. McMaster as National Security Advisor. The news is brought to you, compliments Courts Dominica and the DFC. Details coming up.
Need cash? No worries. Get a ready cash loan from Quartz today for whatever you need. Up to $6,750. No security needed. And up to 36 months to repay.
Whoa.
You don't have to be an existing Quartz customer to enjoy Quartz Ready Cash.
Don't bother trying the rest. Come check out the best.
It's quick. It's easy. It's affordable. Quartz Ready Cash. Up to $6,750 in cash. Visit a Quartz store today or call us at 448-7655 for more information. Getting cash has never been so easy. Quartz, bringing value home.
Dominica, get ready. It's the week of Carnival. Dominic, Kidu, the Dominica Festivals Committee in collaboration with the government of Dominica and headline sponsor Flo invites you on Monday, February 20th to the Lagos Street Jam featuring all your favorite Calypsonians. Then on Tuesday, February 21st, we end the Buyo Day with a grand Buyo Street Jam live in Lagos featuring all your Buyo artists. This Wednesday, it's the annual Stardom King of the Ten. This Thursday, get ready for Mascot Champ of the Cap live at the Eddie Andre Portersville Savannah. It's the DSC Mass Jamboree 2017. Also happening is Panorama Band by the Bay on Friday, February 24th. This Friday, all roads lead to the Eddie Andre Festival City, Portersville, for the National Queen Show. Come see seven ladies vie for the prestigious title of Miss Dominica 2017. This Saturday, from 12 noon to 7 p.m., we go into the People's Park for BFS Calypso BFS. Final is on this Saturday. We climax our Carnival celebrations Monday and Tuesday. Traditional parade and street jumper. Get ready. Mass Dominic 2017. Dominic Kidu. Dominica Carnival is brought to you by the Government of Dominica, Discover Dominica Authority, the Dominica Festivals Committee, and headline sponsor Flo.
Six men, four Dominicans, and two Haitians have been charged in a massive drug bust at the Woodbridge Bay Port were granted bail in the sum of $250,000 each when they appeared before Magistrate Ali Gill today. According to police reports, the illegal substance weighed 34,000 grams. Businessman Clyde Ferraro, Marcelino Olive, Evans Paul, Francis Atherton Bruno, and Haitian nationals Dantes Alexandre and Sergio Cian were charged with possession of cocaine found at the Woodbridge Bay Port on February 15, 2017, and possession with intent to supply. The cocaine has a street value of $918,000. Roseau Central MP Joseph Isaac has been released from police custody with no charges brought against him. According to Isaac, police officers ransacked his house and then took him into custody. He's the fourth opposition member to have been arrested by police since the February 7th unrest in Roseau. Isaac was picked up by police at about 5 a.m. this morning as part of police investigations into the violence which engulfed the city on the night of February 7th. Isaac described his ordeal shortly after his release.
Well, in essence, the police picked me up this morning early, maybe a little after 5, so I was detained, got to the police station with several questions for hours, and the police told me at the end that I'm free to go.
Meanwhile, he says the time has come for Dominicans to decide whether they want a dictator to run the country or a team of patriotic people who are prepared to stand firm for democracy.
Dominicans have to decide whether they want a dictator to run the country or they want a team of people who are standing for democracy to run the country. And in fact, I discussed that with some of my team members yesterday. We have to put that on the table fair and square. People have to decide. Do you want a man Roosevelt Carrot to lead the country, who have been mounting and mounting a dictatorship, or whether you want patriots of this country who have sacrificed their whole life. I don't have to call our name. You know what Lennox have sacrificed. You know what people like Ezekiel Bassett have sacrificed. You know what Joshua Francis have sacrificed. And I can call the other names like Danny Lugay, arrested before. So we have to decide what we want in this country.
Well, I'm very concerned.
DFP leader Michael Astafan says the DLP government is continuing to violate the democratic rights of Dominicans through what he describes as the government's intimidation tactics against leaders and members of the two main opposition parties. Astafan is of the view that the recent arrest of both DFP General Secretary Johnson Boston and UWP Roseau Central MP Joseph Isaac are a means of suppressing the two parties and intimidating their supporters.
Concerned, Matt, because what I see going on is clearly a distraction to try to move us away from the real issue and to position us in a position where they can perpetrate some further violations against our constitutional rights. I think it is clear discrimination because there are members of the ruling party who have done worse than any member of the opposition. And no investigation. Just look at the bombing of Gun Emmanuel. No investigation. Okay, the bin bubble and fertilizer bubble. No investigation. The transfer of his property. It was a mistake. Senior counsel went and said it was a mistake. After the attorney said he used the value the client gave him. So you see, it shows a clear violation of our constitutional rights. Because you cannot use the law in support of the Labour Party. And where is the opposition? No evidence you violating them and abusing their constitutional rights.
While some are of the view that allegations being leveled against the UWP and the DFP by Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrit are baseless, Mr. Skerrit maintains that the February 7th disturbances were engineered by the opposition parties. Following the unrest of February 7th, Prime Minister Skerrit, in an official statement, blamed the UWP and the DFP for the occurrences, alleging that it was their intention to stall a truck in front of the financial center and occupy the building until their demands were met. Speaking on local radio recently, Mr. Skerrit said prior utterances of the UWP leader, Lennox Linton, on that day makes it clear that the latter outcome was planned.
Mr. Linton knows that by his utterances and his prior planning, they engineered this thing. They engineered this thing because you know at any meeting, any public meeting, any event, which any political party would have, and in our case, once the leader speaks, then you tell people, go home safely, drive safely, thank you for coming, meeting has ended. In that case, on February 7th, that was never said. What he said, in effect, was, we can end any time. The police cannot tell us what to do. We can do what we want, what we want. And what we want was to create havoc, destruction, vandalism in our country, Dominica, which is an unprecedented situation which was brought about by the leadership of UWP, Dominica Filippa.
Meanwhile, MP Ezekiel Basil is calling on CARICOM heads to intervene in what he calls the ongoing saga of corruption taking place in Dominica. The call comes at a time when the DLP government is allegedly using elements in the Dominica police force as its military arm to suppress, intimidate and oppress United Workers Party and DFP leaders and their supporters.
I'm calling on the OECS Islands and CARICOM that are sitting there idle by and observing what is happening in Dominica and saying nothing. It will end up at your doorsteps. I am calling on the OECS and CARICOM leaders to speak out against what is happening in the Commonwealth of Dominica, member of OECS and member of CARICOM. You all will regret. And I know that it's going to reach them. I know that they're listening because truth is everywhere. People of Dominica, we cannot take this thing for granted any longer. You must be prepared to sacrifice some time. Don't say, well, I was there on Monday, so I'm not coming back. You must come every time a member is arrested. You must show your face because it is the to save Dominica won't be in the hand of the 10 parliamentarians. We will lead. We will speak out for you. We will bring the information to the fore. But I say to the people of Dominica, when a government starts using its armed forces to snatch parliament, opposition parliamentarians out of their homes in the dark of night, that is dangerous. We don't know at what stage they will snatch someone and we won't see the person again.
But CARICOM Chairman David Granger says matters concerning Dominica's CBI program and calls for Prime Minister Skerrit's resignation are internal and were not considered during last week's meeting of CARICOM heads of governments. Speaking at CARICOM's 28th intersessional closing press conference on Friday, Granger considered the meeting to be an inappropriate forum to discuss events which took place in Dominica on February 7th. He is of the view that it would be unwise to intervene in what appears to be an internal matter affecting one member state's security.
CARICOM was attended by the Prime Minister of the Commonwealth of Dominica. We received a brief from the Prime Minister and we regard it as an internal matter. I do not think this forum is an appropriate place to discuss what took place. But it is quite possible that the leader of the opposition may not have been explaining or describing precisely what occurred on the streets of Roseau 2 weeks ago. So I think it would be unwise for me to venture into that area. It's an internal matter affecting the security of a member state. We received a report from the Prime Minister. And it is quite likely that what the leader of the opposition would have said would have been at variance with what the information we received and what actually occurred. So this is not a matter that was discussed or decided by the conference.
Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrit says a consultant has been hired to strengthen the CBI program. Speaking on a local radio program on Friday, the Prime Minister said the consultant was hired last year to independently assess diplomatic appointments as well as create a more transparent program. He says he expects a report from the consultant in the near future.
Last year, not this month, not last month, not 2017, since last year, we engaged the services of a well-qualified consultant to independently review the process of appointments of diplomats and the issuance of diplomatic passports and to make recommendations to the government on are there gaps, are there inconsistencies in the application of the policy, if it's done policy or better system in place going forward. So we engage a consultant in order for us to have a more transparent, if one may want to use that word, process, a more open process, a clearer process. So anyone who wants to see how we arrive at the appointments of these people can have a copy of this policy, which will be made public, which will be on the government website, which will be laid in the parliament. So that the 71,000 of our citizens who reside in Dominica and those who reside overseas would have access to the copy and be able to determine in the future, going forward, whether we have, the government has breached any of the provisions of that new policy. So I am hoping very soon from now to be in a position to make some announcements on this process.
Meanwhile, opposition leader Lennox Linton says Prime Minister Skerrit's statement that a consultant was engaged to review Dominica's CBI program is now being made due to pressure from the international community. On Friday, Prime Minister Skerrit said a consultant was hired in 2016 to independently assess Dominica's diplomatic appointments and to make recommendations for a more transparent program. Linton reacted to the Prime Minister's statement by requesting the consultant's report. He regards the Prime Minister's statement as just another story because the DLP administration is still not revealing names of the diplomats who are out there representing Dominica in the international community.
We asked who are our diplomats,
and what are they doing? We asked the question, which of them have had their diplomatic passports cancelled or revoked? And what was the reason for such cancellation and the date for the cancellation? The response of the foreign minister, who was one of those wined and dined in Malaysia by the counterfeit diplomat Alireza Monfared. She told us it was none of our business who our diplomats are, who our representatives overseas are, is none of our business as Dominicans. And you can understand why she was saying that now, because she's tied up in all of the nonsense that is going on with Monfared and others. And she couldn't tell us at the time that Monfared's passport had been revoked, but she could tell us in January when he was picked up and shuttled back to Iran to face trial for the biggest embezzlement scandal in Iranian history. That is who our government authorities are tied up with. That is why they don't want us to know who our diplomats are. And now, under pressure, as the international community closes in, Mr. Skerrit has this story telling, oh, I have appointed a consultant. The consultant since last year, not last month, but last week, it was since last year. Where's the report of the consultant? And when is it going to... This is crunch time. We are in crisis. And all Mr. Skerrit is willing to say is that he has appointed a consultant.
In more news, Jamaica is to benefit from increased investments in infrastructural development and other critical areas following the signing of an agreement with China. Through a framework agreement, both governments will be collaborating on various production capacity and investment projects in the areas of construction and infrastructure, cement manufacturing, resource processing, equipment manufacturing, and light industry. Minister of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries Carl Samuda and Vice Chairman of China's National Development and Reform Commission Ning Jizi signed the document during a ceremony at the ministry's New Kingston offices last week. Welcoming the development, Samuda said it is a signal and a manifestation of our mutual commitment to move forward together in a very constructive manner. And U.S. President Donald Trump has named Lieutenant General H.R. McMaster as his national security advisor. He will replace Lieutenant General Michael Flynn, who was fired after just 3 weeks and 3 days on the job. A lieutenant general with the U.S. Army, H.R. McMaster served in Iraq and Afghanistan, where he worked on a government anti-corruption drive. Mr. Trump's first choice, retired Vice Admiral Robert Howard, turned down the role, citing personal reasons. Announcing the appointment, President Trump called General McMaster a man of tremendous talent and tremendous experience. He's highly respected by everybody in the military, he said. And that's the prime evening news, but first a recap of the headlines. Roseau Central MP Joseph Isaac released from police custody hours after detention with no charge. Jamaica to benefit from framework agreement with China, and Trump names Lieutenant General H.R. McMaster as National Security Advisor. The news was brought to you through the kind compliments of Courts Dominica and the DFC. Remember, if you missed any of our newscasts, log on to our website at www.q95da.com to view the stories, or click on the podcast icon to listen to the various packages. On behalf of the Q95 News team, I have been your presenter, Lakisha Labasir.